Welcome to Aspire. I'm your host, Gregory Penn. This Aspire podcast is being recorded and aired for October 1st, 2023. I have a very, very serious, podcast for you today. Something immensely important to me. I had an email come in from an anonymous person who wants to remain anonymous, even if I could find out. And they had this question. What is left to live for on this earth? I am a young person in my mid-20s, and I see no reason to go on based on how the earth is being treated and the world seems to be going. Is there any real reason you can give me for living? This is a very serious question. Most people have to have a reason and a purpose that has to do with the flesh, that has to do with their comfort, their security, their personal happiness. This is what they live for. This is how they live. So we think that life has to do with the whole idea of events and circumstances being pleasurable or peaceful or whatever we want to think of them as being gratifying. We don't really understand why we are here and what this place is really all about that we call Earth, this earthly existence. It is a difficult place to live because it is what we have brought ourselves to. It is our karma. It is exactly what we have brought ourselves to. And to sit here and think it's a punishment would be a mistake. And to think of it as a reward would also be a mistake. It is simply what it is. It is a very difficult place that I have and you have and we all have placed ourselves in. And the question is, can we recognize not only the difficulties, which are easy, that's, you know, seeing the speck in your brother's eye while you and I have a beam in our own. It is not only that, it's more than that. It's realizing my participation in all of this. The best I could come to would be this body with my mother and father creating it with all their genetics and their mischief, as well as into a world that would have such a person as my mother and father and Gregory Penn. I have to see it in the overall point of view. What is this really all about? I do not see it as being my life, that is, or our lives as being separate from one another. Somehow we are all engulfed and entangled with each other through karma. We all have the rite of passage to come into this world, but what we do with our life must be greater than the cause of our birth. We must break that cycle of birth and death if we are to find any kind of significance in our life or substance in our life. What is there left to live for? If you look at the earth and how it is turning on us, it is the way we have turned on life itself, and we have missed the meaning and the substance of life. We have missed the whole thing. We go on and on in our living. We really do. Purporting all sorts of fears and things that have nothing to do with the meaning of our existence here on earth. If you want to know how to change your life, you must understand and accept where you find yourself in this world. And as Lhotse said in the Tao, to accept disgrace willingly. Then you can understand that there needs to be a very profound change in the orientation we have with our life from that of being a fleshly experience to that of being an experience in love. It is only love that transforms us. It is only love that brings us to the meaning of our life. The significance of it has to be found in our everyday life. And if it is not found in our everyday life, then we have little or nothing to offer both to ourselves and those around us that we are karmically entangled with. Part of understanding why we are here is to be aware of why we have people in our life that we do have. They're not perfect. I'm not perfect. No one is perfect. There's no such thing as the perfect. There is such a thing as awareness. If I am aware of the kind of body I have entered into, based and morphed from my genetic inheritance, then I can, if I am wise, transcend all of that and live beyond the confines of a human body that is only in mischief and is subject to birth and death and decay and illness and war and poverty and all the things that it is, you know, built around in the human form. But there is something beyond that human form that lives within you and lives within me. And the meaning of our life here on earth is not to succumb to that, but to come into being, to develop a sense of beingness. The existence of living as love, the existence as no longer being attached to whether or not you live or die, being attached to whether you are comfortable or uncomfortable. The human body teaches us many, many lessons in humility. And most of us try to cover up that lesson by trying to adorn ourselves with how we dress and jewelry and self-importance and self-esteem, but none of that really works. Our lives are not about how we esteem ourselves. Our life is about how we give of ourselves, how we find the realization of love within us and then give that back to the world, give that back to everyone unconditionally. I know it's hard. There are people you will meet in your life that you will simply not understand. You just won't understand how they could be so cruel or so stupid or whatever. But you have to realize we've all been those kind of people in past life experiences. We've all been there one way or another. And we have to ask ourselves, is this where my life ends? Does it end with a conclusion and an assumption that people aren't worth it, I'm not worth it, you're not worth it, living isn't worth it. Living is an honor and a privilege, and it must be treated as such. So, the earth, we see it crumbling all around us. We see the difficulties in the weather. We see the difficulties in politics. We're always on the verge of war with one another. I have to take a more profound point of view that exists in the state of consciousness. If I do not attain to consciousness, I will not have the ability to recognize where I am, why I'm here, and what I am. And that is the most important. You must have a direct experience, dear one, whomever you are, a direct experience for love, a direct experience for generosity. You must live exceeding the world the way it is. You have to see it beyond what it is, and that the consequences of living in love are far more valuable than the consequences of living in hate. As I always say, let love live you. I hope that helps. I really do. And I want to thank you for your kind letter. It meant a lot to me. I hope that helped all of you as well. Be back on the air next week. And if you have any questions, you can always email me at greg@aspire.org. Have a beautiful weekend. And once again, as always, please forgive me, eh? Namaste.